SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. Power, presence, and perspective. You know that feeling when you set out with this grand plan, picture-perfect vision in your head, but then life throws a curveball. Maybe it's the deadline snafu, a little self-doubt creeping in, or just plain old exhaustion. Suddenly, your picture-perfect feels more like a blurry mess, right? We've all been there. It's why focusing on progress over perfection is the ultimate stoic superpower, and trust me, it can seriously level up your life. Today, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch the pressure of perfectionism and embrace the beauty of becoming a better you, one step at a time. First up, perfection is an illusion. Ever heard the saying, done is better than perfect? That's stoicism in action. The pursuit of perfection often paralyzes us. We get so caught up in making things just right that we forget to actually start. Remember, even Michelangelo had to chip away at that block of marble before he created David. It wasn't a spontaneous masterpiece. It took time, effort, and a whole lot of sculpting. Second, progress isn't always linear. We often imagine progress as the smooth, upward climb. But in reality, it's more like hiking a mountain trail. There are ups, downs, twists, turns, maybe even the occasional detour. Don't let a setback derail your entire journey. View it as a learning opportunity, adjust your path, and keep moving forward. Third, celebrate the small wins. You know those little victories that don't feel earth-shattering but make you smile? Celebrate them. They add up to significant progress over time. Finish that challenging chapter of your book? Nailed that presentation at work? Had a heart-to-heart with someone you love? Give yourself a pat on the back. Acknowledging these wins keeps you motivated and fuels your fire for more. 4. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, be your own cheerleader. We're our harshest critics, right? But imagine what would happen if you treated yourself with the same kindness and compassion you offer to your best friend. Forgive yourself for mistakes, embrace your imperfections, and remember that growth is a journey, not a destination. And lastly, focus on what you can control. We can't always control external circumstances, but we can control our reactions to them. Choose to focus your energy on the things within your power, your actions, your thoughts, your attitude. Remember, even amidst chaos, there's always a choice in how we respond. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, an aspiring writer who's struggling to finish her novel. She sets this ambitious goal to complete the first draft by next month. But then life happens, she gets bogged down with work deadlines, family commitments, and suddenly the deadline feels impossibly far away. She starts to doubt herself, comparing her progress to other writers online, feeling overwhelmed and discouraged. Sound familiar? Sarah's falling into the perfectionism trap. She's so focused on reaching this idealized finish line that she's neglecting the joy of writing itself. Here's where stoicism comes in. Instead of letting those deadlines and external pressures consume her, Sarah decides to shift her focus. She breaks down her writing goals into smaller, manageable chunks, maybe just a chapter a week, or even a few hundred words a day. She celebrates each milestone, no matter how small. And most importantly, she remembers that the journey of becoming a writer is as valuable as the finished product. She starts to enjoy the process again, rediscovering the passion that ignited her writing dream in the first place. So, what are your takeaways from today's episode? Remember, perfection is an illusion. Progress isn't always linear. Celebrate those small wins, be kind to yourself, and focus on what you can control. When you embrace the stoic mindset of focusing on progress over perfection, you unlock a whole new level of resilience, creativity, and joy in your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do differently today to shift your perspective from perfection to progress? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. And remember, keep striving for progress, not perfection. See you tomorrow for another dose of daily stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.